Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Erevin Daf Ches. The Gemara on Amar Aleph brings up the discussion again of a Mavay Akum, which was discussed earlier on Daf Vav, and there was a Machlekes. How do we look at a Mavay Akum? Do we look at a Mavay Akum as a Mavay Mefolish, or do we look at a Mavay Akum like a Mavay Sasum? So here the Gemara has a story in Surah. Ahu Mavay Akum, the Hava Besura, Karuch Budya. They took this type of machatzeles, seems like that it was rolled up, and they put it into the corner, in the bend of this mavoy. If you do this, you're not being mekayim the tikkun, both not according to Rav, not according to Shmuel. According to Rav, that the din of a mavoy akum is looked at like a mavoy mefolish, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, where do you need a Tzuras HaPesach? So that was actually a Machlaikis Rishonim back in the Sugya of Mavay Akum. And it seems that the Yisod of that Machlaikis Rishonim is, do I look at it like one big Mavoy? If I look at it like one big Mavoy, then I need a Tzuras HaPesach at the end of the Mavoy, called at the top of the Mavoy, at the beginning of the Mavoy, that the opening is to the Rishos HaRabim. I need a Tzuras HaPesach over there. However, if you look at a Mavoy Akum as two distinct mavois, so then I would need the Tzuras HaPesach at the edge, at the akmimos, at the bend, actually. And then I would say that I have a Tzuras HaPesach both for the mavoi that's at the lower part of the dalet, and the Tzuras HaPesach also helps for the mavoi that's at the top half of the dalet. So over here it says that you put this machatzeles be'akmu misei, and that's not going to work according to Shmuel, because it's a Tzuras HaPesach that's needed, and not this Machatzeles. Now this should seem, this Lashon of Akmu Misei should seem to be a raya to the Shittas that say that the Tzuras HaPesach should be at the Akmumis of the Mavoy. However, the other Shittas have a different Gersa. They're going to be Geris Besifavusei at the edge of the Mavoy. Meaning, according to Rav, putting this Budya here, this Machatzeles here, is not going to work, because you need a Tzuras HaPesach, whether it's supposed to be in the Akmumis or it's supposed to be in the Sifavasei at the end. And the Gemara says, but it's not like Shmuel either. Why is it not like Shmuel? Shmuel says, "L'Shmuel da Amar Tayrasa Kisasum Hani Mili Lechi Ma'aliyo Aval Hai Kiva Ninashev Bezika V'Shadi Lei Lo Iklomhu." You have to have a Lechi Ma'aliyo. You have to have a Lechi that's not going to blow away in the wind. Now, where are the Lechi supposed to go according to Shmuel? So back then in Shmuel also there was a Machlekes on Da'av Vav Amar Aleph, the first Shita, which was Shitas Rashi. Rashi said, in Shmuel that says that a Mavoy Akum is Tayrasa Kisasum, Rashi said that you only have to have a Lechi at the Rosh, at the beginning of the Mavoy, the part that hits the Rishos HaRabim. You don't need to have a Lechi at the Makom of Akmimos. However, Meiri HaZaken said that you have to have Tayrasa Mavoy Sasum, means that I need to have a Lechi at the Akmimos. And the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel was, do I need a Tzuras HaPesach, or do I have to have just a Lechi? So now come to our Sugya. So Rashi says, in Dibur HaMaschil, Hani Midi Lechi Ma'alya, the Gemara says that this Machatzeles is not going to help. I need a Lechi Ma'alya. Kishayesh L'chayayim Mishnei Roshan. I need to have L'chayayim at two ends. So this is going the first pshat of Rashi. They don't need to have a Lechi and the Akmimus. That's the next pshat of Rashi. So the question everybody asks is, if I don't need to have a Lechi at the Akmimus, what's Rashi saying? How's Rashi explaining the Gemara that the reason why I can't use this mavoy is because I have to have l'chayim at both ends? I don't need l'chayim at both ends. I need l'chayim at one end. If I want to use one part of the mavoy, I need lechi at that end of the mavoy part that I want to use. Let's say I want to use the top of the mavoy, the top of the dalet. So I got to put a lechi at the rosh, at the beginning of that lechi, and then I'm fine to use that part. Why do I say that the reason why I can't use the mavoy is because I'm missing a lechi at the akmimos, because that lechi is going to be a machatzeles, is a machatzeles which flies away. I don't need a lechi there. So the Mefarshim say that you see from this Rashi that a mavoy akum, even according to Shmuel, that says that's terasoi ke sasum, it's not just enough to have, even if I want to use just one part of the mavoy, and I look at like two separate mavoys, if I don't have a lechi on both ends, then I can't use the mavoy at all. So let's say like this, I want to use the top of the mavoy. So I go ahead and put a lechi at the edge of the mavoy, which is touching the Rishos HaRabim. So I should be good to go, because this Shita of Rashi doesn't hold that I need to have a lechi at the bend. But why can't I? You know why? Because at the end of the day, this mavi opens up to the bottom half of the mavi, which I can't use because I didn't put a lechi at the other end of the mavi. So over here in this situation, I'm going to have to put a lechi at the makom ha'akum. The second shot in Rashi holds, I always have to put a lechi at the makom ha'akum. Even if I have lechis at both ends of both mavois, the top of the mavoi, the bottom of the mavoi, if you want to use either part of the mavoi, you always have to have a lechi at the makom ha'akum. This shita, this gemara, is been lechadish, that according to the shita, that I don't normally need to have a lechi in the makom ha'akum, that's only where I have lechayayim at both ends. If I don't have lechayayim at both ends, then I look at, let's say in our case, I want to use the top of the mavoi. I look at the top of the mavoi is opened up to a place, the bottom mavoi, which I can't use. And it says if it's ki'ilu, it's similar to being open to the Rishos HaRabim. And therefore, in order to use it, I have to have a lechi at the other end, unless I have a good lechi at the makom ha'akum, which the Gemara is saying, a machatzeles is not going to work, unless you put a nail in to hold it down. It shouldn't blow away in the wind. Have a wonderful day.